fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Faggots, what's going on, everybody? Madhouse Radio is back on the air, back again.
Yeah.
We're on, we're live, finally, tonight, 10:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would make it 7:14 p.m. on the West Coast. And it's another Madhouse show here, January 31st, the last day of January. And that means tomorrow will be the 1st of February, all right, man. My favorite month of the year is February. Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the extended Madhouse family. Of course, here tonight, Milkman is not yet in. I have not spoken to him today, but I'm assuming he's going to make it here shortly. In the meantime, I do see we have Tuck and Brandon Vegas checking in at the moment. What's going on, folks? How you guys doing? Yeah, I'm so happy I made a big deal about that. Anyway, so yeah, we have Tuck and Brandon Vegas here going to be joining us. Ted Webb will be here as well with us tonight. Milkman will join us shortly, I'm sure of it. Want some losers in the house. That's all we really need to get going for a show. Thank you, everybody, listening to us, watching me, that is, live on Syndicate Radio tonight. SyndicateRadio.tv is the spot for your Syndicate needs. God, I love root beer. Nothing burps better than root beer, folks. Yeah. Of course, we are also on 98.6 The Mount tonight.
98.6
The Mount. We're at our website, madhouselive.com. Be sure to check that out. And, of course, we are also on prankcall.info/radio. I still don't know exactly what the URL. Tuck, are you back yet to give us that URL, man? Are you there? Sir. I don't understand. He don't hear me. Why he don't hear me? I don't know what's wrong with these guys. Tuck, you there? Brandon Vegas, you guys there? You guys are barely audible, but you're there. Try to speak up a little bit. I finally turned the feed on. Sorry about that. My bad. But the show's on. We're live. Tuck, you sound like you're far away. Huh? You both sound like you're far away. What's going on with you guys? Tuck, Brandon? Did I do something? I don't know what's going on, Tuck. Fix your shit. Brandon, fix your shit. Both of you, fix your shit. Anyway, so they'll be joining us shortly. Anyway, if you want to join me tonight, if you want to join in on the buffoonery, we always have a good show here. Be sure to call in. Toll free tonight, 1-888-278-8509 is the line. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509, 888-278-8509. You can also reach me on AOL Messenger and Yahoo Messenger. Madhouse Radio is my screen name. Again, if you're using AOL Messenger or Yahoo Messenger, be sure to hit me up on the messaging thing, Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, that will be madhouselive@hotmail.com. And there we go. Excitement tonight. Yeah, Tuck, I see you chatting. I mean, you're coming out, but it's like you're turned way the fuck down. I don't understand. Very quiet, and Brandon isn't saying anything, so I don't know if it's an isolated problem or what. Tell you what, Tuck, get out and get back in or something, man. Try that. Get out of the room and get back in. I don't know. Whatever. In the news, I was, just watching. I didn't see the new episode of Lost. Season premiere was tonight. I have it recorded on my DVR. We'll definitely be checking that out at the end of after the show tonight. I did just finish watching the Democratic debate between Obama, Barack Obama, that is, and Hillary Clinton, Senator Clinton. Very interesting indeed. Phone is ringing now. It's a wireless caller of some sort. Let's take a caller, see where this goes.
Manhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Jonathan.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is used to be.
It used to be? All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Since when did you stop being and now you're used to be? Like, what did you used to be exactly?
I used to be hothead.
Okay, and now you're just, like, X, like nothing.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's sad.
Is there a reason why... Let me turn this mic off.
Hang on. Is there a reason why you stopped using the name? Why'd you stop being? Why are you used to be? Why the past tense now? What happened exactly? You lose a dog?
No, I just like fucking with people sometimes.
Fucking
like my friends on Syndicate.
That's cool. Yeah, Syndicate's cool, man. I like Syndicate, bro. It's cool, man.
Yeah,
man. Well, I hope you get your name back and shit, you know? Because, you know, people just calling, you know, going around and say, hey, you. You know, after a while, I get tired of it, you know? You get tired of it.
Yeah.
I like to be called by my name, Carlito. I don't want people to be saying, hey, guy, or hey, you, or, hey, boss, hey, chief. You know, don't you hate it when people say that? You know, when they start going, like, hey, boss, thanks, boss. Hey, chief.
Yeah, like the people in the subway.
I'm in Florida. We don't have subways. We have water under us. But I suppose in New York, people, what, they call you chief and stuff? Boss? Well, brother?
Yeah. That's what the taxi guys do, too.
Oh, well, those guys are like my friend all the time. Yeah, nah, none of that. None of that.
If you wouldn't go to war for me, why would you your boss?
Yeah, exactly. You got a point, right? Making assumptions. Just, you know, call me sir. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't go around. And the worst is people that say son. They call you, you know, what's up, son? Not your son. You're not my damn dad. You know, my dad. Yeah. Not my dad. All right. Hey, it's good talking to you, man.
And I want to shout out to the team, man.
All right.
And Eli Manning.
Eli Manning. Good luck. Good luck Sunday, then.
Yep.
All right, man. So I'm assuming you're a Giants fan, then.
Yep. Look at the cam.
Yeah. You know, I was a fan of the Giants when I was a kid. I was very happy when they won the Super Bowl in 90. Was it 90 or 91 they won, right?
I don't know. I was born in 87.
Yeah. Well, the last one they won in 91, I was like 11 years old. I remember seeing that. I was excited. It was a good Super Bowl. They beat the Bills, you know. And I know they made it a few years ago, like in 2002, and they got their asses kicked by the Ravens, I think, or something, but whatever. All right, man. Yeah, well, go Giants, you know. Awesome, bro. Take care, bro.
Support the dream.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, who knows? Maybe it's the Patriots' time. Maybe they're due for a loss, you know? I love those faggot Patriots to lose. I hope to God the Giants would beat them. You know, probably won't
it
happen.
It would be like a Boston Yankees thing, but I'm a Boston fan when it comes to baseball.
Okay, so baseball, you go with the New England states for baseball. When it comes to football, you're sticking with New York, then. Well, it's actually
kind of... Yeah, I like New York, too.
Well, technically, it's Jersey, right? Don't they play in Jersey anyway?
Yeah. They play in
East Rutherford?
They play in where the people are bad drivers.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Peace out, bro. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
That's used to be, everybody.
He used to be on the line. Now he's not anymore. You can be if you want. You could be. You know what? You will be on the line. Again, that toll-free line if you want to call in as well is 1-888-278-8509. I'm just going to take a look here real quick. See if I can reset the conference here for talking to the other kids there, the other girls in the conference room. Since they don't seem to have their act straight tonight. Hang on, gentlemen. I'm fixing it now. I think I fixed it. Try to talk now. Maybe you can talk, man. Give it a shot. Why don't you? I think it's this TeamSpeak that's messed up. Whatever. That sucks. Worst night ever. Well, here we go. Got an article here. Canada's Prince of Pot is going to prison. Canada's so-called principat is planning for prison after reaching... That's really fucked up to say. Canada's so-called prince of pot is planning for prison. Canada's so-called prince of pot is planning for prison. Canada's so-called prince of pot is planning for prison. That's very... You gotta know what you're doing when you're reading an article like that on the air. After reaching a plea bargain... There's another P right there. Plea. Another plea bargain with U.S. officials over his internet sales of marijuana seeds. He remains defiant despite the prospect of serving a 5-year jail term and has no regrets over his pot-promoting antics throughout the years. He reported he's really pleased and proud of what he's done. And he wishes that he could have done more to piss the United States government off, actually. Well, cool, man. Awesome. So, apparently he's in trouble for mailing out pot seeds from Canada to the United States. I mean, what are they going to do? Deport him or something? I don't understand. I don't want to read this article here. I didn't read it before the show, so I'm not going to subject you to me reading some stupid article like that. We do have requested pranks are here. I see Rye on the Madhouse website has sent one in. Sent a number for a creepy bisexual that posted their number on a forum. A lonely person and left their cell phone number. Well, that's cool. I don't know the name, though, but we'll try. Rye, if you're still out there, man, if you know the name of this so-called bisexual, let me know. Let me know if they put a name in there, a username or something. Maybe they, you know, let me know if it was guest, or maybe we'll at least had a name. Let's see here. What else do I got? I had another submission here. I don't know where it is now. Okay, yeah. Here we go. I got it. Hang on. Also, be sure to listen tomorrow night to Zolar Vision. Zolar will be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, I think. Or did he just say earlier that he's not going to be on at his normal time? I don't know. Maybe he'll call in and let us know. Maybe he'll message me. For some reason, I want to say that Zolar is not on his regular time tomorrow. Unless I'm wrong. I think I heard him just mention that a little bit ago. My bad if not. We got a number for a guy named Victor. Victor Albanese is his name. Let's see here. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He's 36 years old, and while he was on his lunch break at work at McDonald's, he got beat up by a 15-year-old because he tried to steal his French fries, and the kid punched him in the balls, dumped his soda on him, and then threw a ketchup packet at his head. Now that'll get you. He's also very cheap. He doesn't keep ketchup in his house, but he has tons of packages of McDonald's ketchup, and that's what he uses instead of buying a bottle of ketchup. I don't use much ketchup. I have a big bottle of ketchup I bought like at Costco or something like that, and it's still in the fridge. And it's probably bad by now. I'm not a ketchup fan. Every once in a while, I'll put some ketchup in the palm of my hand and I'll lick it off. It's fun to do. Tuck, are you there yet, man? Am I still here by myself? God damn it. Whatever. Well, we'll keep working here with this. This is where we get. We've got Hit Your Head Music here in New Zealand. Actually, yeah, we got a few international numbers. I don't have an international card. Intel card, since Milkman's not around. I could try to call Milkman. I'm going to try to call Milkman on the secret line. The secret mouth line. Maybe he'll answer tonight. Last week he didn't. He did answer eventually last week. But this show's just turning into one of those things, you know. As per usual here. Modus operandi. Where's Milkman out here? Milkman, there we go. Man Milk. And I got it on speakerphone. I got the damn interference here. Hopefully. Milkman! Hey, man, you're on the way home?
Trying to get home, dude. Traffic is rough, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're crawling along about 5-10 miles there, boost up to 20, back down to the dead stop.
Oh, man. Well, I know what's wrong. You're in Southern California. That's your problem right there.
You ain't kidding, boy. 7 miles of any.
Okay. All right, well, hey, call. Hey, Milkman, call the studio, all right? We'll put you on the air for your drive.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Yeah. All right, so good. Milkman's about to call in. While he does that, folks, listen to this little ditty here, and I'm going to try to get him on the line here. We're going to move on and start doing some prank calls. Just a moment, everybody. on SC. Tomorrow night, Zola will not be on. However, in his stead, scheduled for tomorrow, Butterface, DJ Butterface, good show, good, very talented DJ. He's a cool guy from 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Then Tabitha Stevens from 9 to 10. Tabitha Stevens, you heard it right. And then, of course, Sledge holding down the fort for an absent Zolar tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Right now, however, we do have the Milkman. What's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
What's up, Madhouse?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Let me ask you first. Do you have some kind of headset on, man?
No, man. I'm listening to Anarchy in the USA by Megadeth on satellite radio.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you enjoying the Sirius, huh?
Yeah, man. They got it built right into my car, man. It's like cool.
What channels you like on that? I'm a big fan of Sirius Backspin. I forgot what number it is. It's on my preset. I think it's in the 40s. Like 41, 39, maybe something like that. Sirius Backspin's a fun station, man. And that Lithium is good too. Lithium is a good station too, man.
Well, I saw tonight they got like a mixture of alternative and junk, like stuff I was listening to in Florida before I moved down to the Virgin Islands. It was kind of big back then, you know, a lot of alternative shit.
Man, I got you, man.
Cool stations from Tampa all the way to Orlando used to just kick ass on the alternative, you know.
Right, cool.
You got down there?
Huh?
They'll still do that if they got to the grunge shit, or what do they do now, man? I haven't been there in so long.
What, here in Florida? Dude, I don't know. I don't follow the music. I'm an old fuck, you know? I don't...
Sorry, dude. The rapping stuff, man. Never mind.
Oh, don't start talking about the rapping stuff, man. It's good stuff.
I was telling you that when I was there, I was listening to a lot of the big stations that I live in, like tuning into the rap station. But, you know, everybody's got their own thing, right?
Yeah.
When I look at it. And plus, I like your choice of shit, man. Now, you play stuff I would never hear, and you play stuff that I would actually listen to, which is why I love Madhouse's selection of music, because I hear stuff that doesn't sound like anything else.
Well, that's the whole point of it. That's what I do. I try to keep it up, keep it mixed up, you know? This is the kind of music you're not going to hear anywhere. I mean, it's a lot of mainstream stuff, but it, you know, the mainstream stuff for the most part that I play is from mainstream from, you know, 10 plus years ago.
Well, you know, you're playing stuff.
What the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
Nah,
I just got a bunch of echo all of a sudden. I was really trippy, man.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Somebody just drove by one of these hot rod motorcycles, man.
Oh, no. I just got a bunch of echo. I don't know. Everything sort of echoing.
Okay, you're talking about in the studio.
Yeah. Let me try to fix that again. Hang on. Let me see if I can figure that out. There we go. Got it fixed now. Jesus Christ. That was crazy.
Ted? Hello?
Tuck is back. All right, good. I fixed it, Tuck. All right.
Oh, do the team speak?
Yeah, we got Ted. Can you hear Tuck? Is he audible?
That was you, dude, not us.
No, it was me. I did it. I agree. I did it, man.
Don't have it so that I can talk anymore to anybody, and listeners can't talk.
Hey, Tuck, say something to Milkman real quick. See if he can hear you.
Howdy, Tuck. I don't hear you, but howdy, howdy, fucker, howdy.
Be on the show more often.
You hear that, Milkman?
Wait a minute. No, I think I heard him. Try it again.
Say it again, Tuck. I just put the volume up on it.
Again, get home safe. Get home safe. We love you. Get home.
I just got it fixed, actually.
All right.
I just got that all set up. Yeah,
there you go. Innovations right here in the man.
You guys can talk to each other. Brandon Vegas is here. Brandon, say hi to Milkman. It's amazing.
So does that mean we can talk on the phone now?
Yes, you can. So what it means is when we're doing a prank, everybody on TeamSpeak has to be nice and quiet and respectful.
And wait for your break when Carlita brings you.
Yeah, because if not, then I'm going to have to, you know,
Then we go on mute again, guys. Let's not go on permanent mute.
But when we got a caller, we can, you know, bullshit around and talk and all that. It's all good.
Man. Right outside.
All right, good. You hear that?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who they're all there. DTT's hanging out. Zolar's around. Nunu, Clay, Cocainey, Ball.
That
want some losers
my
in there.
Buddy.
Carlito's in there. Buddy's girls in there. All these people are in there, man. We gotta do pranks. Dr. Legos is checking in too right now, man. Dr. Legos is checking in also. Dr. Schmegma's checking in also.
Right, man. He rocks.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Cool. Zolar, man, we got a new game, huh?
All right. I don't have. Oh, I do have an international card. I need to get one of your international cards.
I'm going to have to dig in the archives. I got them packed away in my treasure chest here. I brought like four more.
I know
so
you did.
Just one up, and then I'll dig out another one.
The one that we used ran out over the weekend. I was trying to do some pranks, and it ran out. I only had like 5 minutes left. But I got one from Lonesome Loser here, and we're good to go. So I'm going to do a prank. You stand the line. I'm going to call Tommy Chavy's American Kenpo Concepts. Apparently it's some kind of self-defense thing. Like it's one of those ninja people. Not ninja person, but you know what I mean. Like one of those people who breaks boards with his hands and stuff like that. He's here in America. Audio's bad today. I'm going to give him a call. Everybody hang on. Milkman and Carlito with a prank call in just a moment. Y'all know the time.
Kenpo Concepts, Billy speaking.
How you doing there?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. What are your rates going for classes?
Give me 1 second, because I'm one of the students, okay?
All right.
Wait, hold on 1 second, okay?
You got it. Sorry, I'm in the bathroom.
It is right now. We have a 3-month special. You say 5% off. All right. It's for 3 months is $255 for adults and teens. For children, it's $25 for 3 months.
Is this like a speed course? Cause I'm trying to reach a certain level as soon as possible.
Tell you the truth, it's what you put in. Whatever you put in is what you get back. So dedicated on coming in.
Well, I'm just trying to karate chop my boss's desk in half, basically. That's really the only skill that I really care to learn.
Well, that's something we don't really teach right here. We teach...
Well, you teach how to break the boards, though, right?
We don't really break boards in class.
And break cement blocks? Because that's even cooler.
No cement blocks, no boards.
Do you drag semis with...
Have self-discipline.
What about dragging semis with your cock?
Yeah, is it calling?
I can't really tell you.
Because
I kind of don't trust... Well, what are you going to do with the name, though? You're going to write... Nah, he's gone. Faggot. All right, that's that.
Hello?
You ever see those ninja karate people, Ted, that drag cars with their penises? You know what I'm talking about, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did in karate class, actually.
Yeah. Or by the scrotum, they'll pull like a helicopter with their scrotum or hang by a helicopter from the scrotum. Now they don't do that. I've never seen that, but that'd be cool. I'd be impressed.
Dude, they had this guy who
lift a barbell with your eyelids.
Goofy look on his face. He's like, they took and kicked him in the fucking nuts enough to like heist him up in the air a couple inches. And he just said, and it kept flashing right on his nuts. And the dude didn't even stop, man. And he was, like, asking, you know, like, you know, how do you do that? How do you do that? And he says he, like, pulls his nuts up in his body or some shit.
That's freaky.
Weird, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's power, though, man, right there. That's a chi power stuff, you know? Funky chi power, man. That's some serious stuff. Chi power. No, nobody mess with chi power.
I don't know about pulling my nuts up in my body and all that shit. That sounds a little bit,
kind of kinky,
maybe.
Yeah. It can be. Okay, so let's do another prank call. Milkman, you're good luck tonight. You're actually working out here. Let me see if I got anything in the States. Let's see if I have anything in the States here. Let me go back. And I had another requested prank as well from last week that we didn't get to. That is, let's see here.
Who is our wonderful request door?
Yeah. Are you home now? Finally, man. Or whatever your home is, whatever you call. I want to thank everybody who's listening to us, by the way.
Yeah,
You know, everybody's listening to us right now. We got a lot of listeners live right now, so thank you guys.
How many we got now? How many we got?
Much appreciated. We are in the 50s right now. We're at, no, actually, we got more than that. We're in the 60s right now combined total. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Not bad. Not bad. Okay, we got Dan Marshall. It was sent in by his friend. Has a fascination with... Oh, we already did this one, the Applebee's one. He hung up on us. He's the star dork. I remember him. Now we can't do that. We already called that guy. So let's call Victor, who got beat up at the McDonald's by a 15-year-old and likes to steal the ketchup packets from the McDonald's that he works at. What a cheap bastard, man. That's not good. Don't you know, buy your own ketchup, folks. All right. If you can't buy your own ketchup, you're not supposed to be eating ketchup. Don't eat. Don't drink ketchup. My God. Do you eat your ketchup or do you drink your ketchup? How does it work anyway? I don't either. That's what I was saying before. I don't either. I'm not into that stuff. All right, we'll be back with the next prank of the night in just a moment.
This is Victor. Please leave a message. Thank you.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Victor, how you doing, buddy? This is Jack Valente with McDonald's, and I just wanted to call and make some requests of you. The amount of ketchup, sir, that you're consuming scares me. Just want to let you know the amount of high fructose corn syrup, what that can do to your scrotum, what that can do to the color of your pubic hair, most importantly, the fact that it'll make your penis turn into the size of a marble. Give me a call back. Let's talk about it. Bye. He's going to call back, milkman. Worry about that. Whatever. Brandon, can you just try saying something?
That's not American.
Yeah, I know. Tug's working. He's saying something. Ted's on the line also.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hey, Brandon. How you doing, man? Hello, hello. Just like Baba Booey would say. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
In the house.
Yep, yes, sir. You can hear them fine, milkman, you say, right? With no echo or anything like that. You're,
no, it sounds normal.
Good deal. Well,
that's what
I'm saying. Yeah,
cool. What's up, milkman?
We got a legit show here now. All right, so now it's time for, you know, the international call, the international segment of the show. All right, good. Excited about that, of course. All right, we got the Marco Polo Pizza. Where's that at? In Hong Kong.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
That sounds fun. All right, here comes Hong Kong, everybody. Home of the Hong Kong Sharks. Just a moment. Home of Hong Kong Disney. Here comes Hong Kong. Night, woman. Hey, Chloe.
Hello?
This is the Pizza Pot? Is this the pizza space?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Peter's. Dr. Peter Yuan's central office.
Do we gotta call the central office?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is it you're calling for the dental?
I'm calling for pizza, woman.
Peter Yuan?
No, pizza.
Pizza?
Yes, food.
No, you called the one number.
Who is this? What place is this?
Here is the dental office.
But you're in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, in Hong Kong.
Okay.
The dental office.
But you're close enough. Okay, so this is the dental office in Hong Kong.
Yes.
How about I... See, because I had you on a list of places I need to call.
I don't know.
Listen. No, you know, I need a dental appointment, and then I need to get pizza, so I called the wrong number first, but I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the doctor there? Who's the dentist?
Oh, Peter.
Dr. Peter?
Yeah.
Okay, so as soon as he could see someone for a checkup, I have a pain. Oral pain.
You have pain?
Oral pains.
Oh.
My aorus hurts.
You come here before?
Never. I'm on vacation.
Okay, you're not in Hong Kong now.
No, but I have Hong Kong dollars.
You think you're calling from the dentist?
No. Listen to me, woman. I'm calling from my hotel room. I have oral pain, and I need to see a dentist here in Hong Kong. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, good. So what information do you need from me?
I need to see Dr. Karoshi.
You want to make an appointment now?
Yeah, I mean, no. I might call back later and make the appointment. Yeah, I'm going to make the appointment now, please.
Okay, when do you... when can you come?
As soon as possible. I have oral pains, I told you. It hurts, you know?
Where are you now?
In the hotel. Why do you keep asking me the same question over and over again?
No, because I want to know where are you now. If you can come, calls, you can come now.
I'm in the hotel room.
In Hong Kong side or the Kowloon side?
Hong Kong side.
In Hong Kong side. So you want to know the address, right?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah, you got to make the appointment first, right?
Yeah, you can come now because you have pain.
Oral pains. So is this China or what is this exactly? What is this place?
In Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Sancho.
In the Sancho?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, is this China that I'm in right now, or is it just Hong Kong? Like, am I in China, technically?
China, technically?
No, who... What country is this?
You mean here?
Yeah, here.
Hong Kong.
Okay. Because I'm not in China, am I?
You are in China now.
But you just said I'm in Hong Kong.
Yeah. So...
Okay, so I'm not in China, I'm in Hong Kong.
You are in Hong Kong, right?
Oh, yes, Jesus. I am in a hotel in Hong Kong, but what I'm concerned with is that Hong Kong is inside China.
I think so.
Well, what government do you belong to? Who do you vote for? What's the deal?
I just want to know, is it you want to make the appointment now?
Oh, my God. Yeah, can I speak to the dentist?
Oh, because he's busy.
I interrupt doctors all the time in my job. You can interrupt your manager.
So, we want to left the...
I play golf with the dentist.
You want to left your table first?
Yes, I'd like a table for two.
Okay, what is the number?
It's
1-888-288-8509.
God, lady, you know, you just screwed this all up. Why couldn't you just answer me the question about China? I was going to go somewhere with it. Why can't you just answer the question?
I don't know, what do you mean?
Well, if you think, you know, I am an American, right? I am in America. When I call, when I'm in America, I'm in America. When you are in Hong Kong, are you in Hong Kong or are you in China?
I'm in Hong Kong.
But doesn't China own Hong Kong? It's not the same page.
No.
So then why was it like when the British left here and then all these Chinese people said it was Hong Kong, it was China?
Maybe the pat off.
The pat off?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the pat off? What?
Because China and the Hong Kong is very close.
Yeah, I know. But from what I understood, that China took over Hong Kong. Right?
What's that mean?
Well, you tell me. That's what I heard. Like 10 years ago.
Is it important?
Yes, it's very important to me. Because if I'm in China, I'm concerned.
Maybe the part of China. Hong Kong is the part of China.
Hong Kong's a part of China?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you for real? You mean I'm in China right now? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, God. You people don't even have rights. You don't even have God or anything like that. Oh. Am I going to get shot in the street for saying something?
What's the difference?
Well, it's a bad country, China.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why you feel this?
Well, because they oppress human rights, you know,
yeah.
And they don't believe in God. And I heard in China, if I were to go outside and say I hate the president, that they tie me up and they shoot me, like in front of other people, and then they put my body out for like 3 days to show, hey, you see what this guy did? This is you, this is China. Yeah, but aren't you afraid that, like, you know, you can't talk bad about your government and stuff because it's China?
I don't know, because I don't know what's the difference, because before Hong Kong is not part of China, just 1997, after that, Hong Kong right now is part of China.
Oh my God.
You can talk and something like this, I don't know how to say.
But I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm in China. I thought I was going somewhere else. This lady said, oh, we're going to put you in a flight to Hong Kong, and you're going to go to this convention. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go to Hong Kong. Sounds fun. You know, Bruce Lee's from Hong Kong. Can't be that bad. I get hearing people are China this and China that, and I hear people going ching, chong, chong, chong. I said, that's China talk. That's not Hong Kong stuff, because I heard Bruce Lee speak. He speaks English. So I know they don't speak Chinese in Hong Kong. And I get here, and, you know, people are speaking English, and then someone told me, you know, that I'm in China this whole time. And I can't have that kind of pressure. I can't have, you know, that's scary to me. It's scary to me.
Then what do you want to do?
Well, maybe I should just leave.
Why you record this number?
How far is Korea from here? Like, South Korea is cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. South Korea, Seoul, is cool. So maybe I should just go to South Korea and get my teeth fixed there. I don't know. Because I don't want to... Oh, the communists. So, how do you... What's...
You feel painful now?
What?
Is it you feel painful now?
Am I painful now?
Yeah.
Am I pinging for now? What are you talking about? What address am I pinging?
No, because I'm asking, are you want to see the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You want to see the dentist?
The dentist? Yeah, I have oral pains.
And then you ask the hotel to give you this number?
Well, I got the number from the concierge in the hotel. I got punched in the teeth, you understand?
Yeah.
So, I need to find somewhere. But in the process here right now, I'm finding out you're telling me that I'm in China this whole time. I thought I was in another country called Hong Kong that was, maybe it was, a little close to China. If this is actual China, I'm scared. I'm scared for my life, because you people are going
to
see an American in the street. They're going
to... China before?
No, I never... Well, I went to China once... Huh?
But because you're scared. But why you would come Hong Kong?
I didn't know this is China. The whole time I thought this was just the country of Hong Kong. I knew Bruce Lee came from here, and Jackie Chan came from here, and that my business said come here to try to sell an account. So I got on the plane, and I did the business thing, but now I'm finding out this is China the whole time. And I can't... What if they pick me up in the street and start asking me for secrets? Don't you people do that?
Hong Kong is different, right?
Well, no, but it's China. The next thing I know, I'm going to get, you know, those Chinese soldiers, they wear, like, all those lime green, and they got those funny hats. They're going to put me in the back of a wagon, and they're going to start asking me questions, like, where are you from, and do you live next to a nuclear base, and do you take pictures of the people, and... What kind of planes do you see? Stuff like that. I don't need that kind of... I don't know the secrets. I don't know any secrets, okay?
Okay, sorry about that.
Well, yeah, you're sorry, hon, but what are we going to do?
I don't know what you want to do.
Oh, how about... Let's start with getting my teeth fixed. Or my feet sticked. Whatever it is. What does the doctor do there? He fixes teeth, right? No, that's fine. That's fine. How much is it gonna, how much are we talking?
Maybe I call you back. How, your telephone number is 2788509.
Yeah, it is. I mean, are you really, think you're gonna get a hold of me if you call me back? It's an international number. It's the problem.
Just tell me you are in Hong Kong, right?
I could be. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Then maybe you leave the number I asked the dentist to call you back.
Maybe. Whatever you say. Look, I just need to get my teeth fixed. And I need some reassurances that I'm not going to get picked up. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Tom Brokaw was in Tiananmen Square and they beat him up in the square because he was taking pictures. I don't need that. I don't need that. How do you feel about Taiwan independence?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, can you talk? Are you allowed, are you afraid to talk about it?
Yeah.
Because you, they'll get you, right? You know they'll get you if you said yes.
It's not my job. I cannot talk about Taiwan, Hong Kong, China.
Uh-huh. What about Tibet?
Then maybe I call you back, right?
Maybe I'm a Chinese person. Government person, and maybe this whole time I was calling to see if you're against the revolution. Did you think about that?
I don't know.
Well, pack your bags because you're an enemy of the revolution, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're an enemy of the revolution, and we're going to come, we're going to bring you down, and we're going to ask you about all your secrets. I want to know all your secrets about you and the doctor. Maybe you should put the doctor on the phone, because if not, then, you know, we're going to take you and ask you for the secrets.
Okay, maybe I'll ask the doctor to call you back.
Can you ask him for me what the frequency is?
Why are you asking me so many questions?
This is an important business matter when it comes to my teeth. I only get two sets of teeth in my life, and I've already been through the first one.
Doctor, right?
Huh?
Just talking about you. Ask me to China, ask me to Hong Kong, ask me to. There's some. It's not. Business for me?
No. Mm hmm. No, let's talk about Taiwan, though. The Taiwanese independence. I mean, do you believe they should be independent, or should they just shut up?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You guys have like 180,000 missiles.
Very good in English talk about this topic. I don't know how to say.
Oh my god. I mean, just, yeah. I don't know. What about American outsourcing of jobs to China? How do you feel about that?
Okay. You still need dentist to call you back?
I would rather talk to him in person and get some answers to my questions.
Okay, you just only left your telephone number. I asked him to call you back later.
But I can wait until he's ready, you know.
No, because he's very busy now.
He has, and all this, how long have we been talking? 10 minutes, and all this
maybe,
time?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Maybe 15, but you could have put him on the phone this whole time.
Because late, maybe 15, I don't know.
I only talked to him for like 2 minutes, you know.
No, because he's very busy.
He's not that busy. It's Friday, lady. It's not that busy. He's not even going to work tomorrow. Come on.
Maybe.
No, he's not supposed to.
Yeah, maybe.
He works on Saturday sometime?
Yeah.
Does his, do his hands shake sometimes?
Maybe if you want to talk to him, maybe you call back on at Run No Cost.
What time is it now?
What time is 12 o'clock now?
What?
Frank?
Frank?
Okay, you call him back, Mike.
No, when?
1 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, what time is it now?
Now it's 12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock? So I should call back in an hour and ask for Dr. Who? What's his name?
Yeah, because the lunch hour, people will come and then maybe he can take...
So I should call. I should call back and ask for Dr. Zipperhead in about an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, see you.
Bye. Thank you very much, China. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It was an interesting conversation with the People's Republic of China there. Good for the man, Superfly, fear not span, secret stash, heavy bread, baddest bitches in the bed. I'm your pusher man. I hung up on Milkman. I'm your pusher man. I forgot he was on the line. That was long, wasn't it? That was fun though, alright. Wasn't that fun, guys?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I don't hear anything from Tuck or Ted or Brandon. Oh man, I'm so burpy tonight. You got the gas. There's the phone.
Jonathan, you're on the line. What's going on, man?
Tom Carlito.
Oh, man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just testing out my new phone.
What kind of phone you got?
It's a Motorola W315.
Is that a cell phone?
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
W315, okay, cool. You got Bluetooth on it? What are you doing?
No, it doesn't have Bluetooth yet. I just got to get a headset for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Don't do what I did. I went to eBay, and I found a Bluetooth headset for $8.99. I didn't even look at the guy's history or anything like that. I got it in the mail and it was broken. The guy lives like 2 hours away from me, and it took me a week to get it, first of all. And I finally got it, and the damn thing was broken. Didn't work at all. And then he emailed me back saying that that I needed to go to Motorola support warranty repair to get a new Bluetooth headset. And I was pissed off. So Nunu, you know, has shown me in the past, and Lonesome Loser has shown me the websites they use to track people. And I found his phone number and address and his name and a bunch of weird information. So I started calling him on Spooftel and freaking him out. And he agreed to give me a new. I'm going to send it back to him in the mail. He's going to give me a new one. I freaked him out because I actually tracked him down. It was kind of weird. I think I freaked the guy. I think he got scared, to be honest with you. He was kind of like, I got his personal cell phone number somehow. I don't know how I was looking. You can find out a lot of information, man. I found the house that he lives in costs $400,000, and he bought it last August and all this. You can find out a lot of information. Yeah, I'm telling you. You can find out a lot of information online. You got to be careful, Jonathan. You know, do you own a house or do you rent right now?
I'm renting right now. I'm in an apartment.
You're renting an apartment. Cool, man. It's a bad feeling because, you know, you're not getting any equity for that money you're dropping every month.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? It's not a good time. It's not a good time to get in the housing market. But you can get some good deals now. Some of the auctions on these foreclosed homes. You can get a decent-sized house, you know, for pretty cheap right now.
I see.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan. Well, it's good always... Always good talking to you. Hey, what have you heard from Pete Smith lately? How's he doing, the old bastard?
Oh, he's doing good. He gave me some good information on how to fix an old bus up. And yesterday, we fixed it up, and it started up for the first try. And we were surprised. It's been sitting for about 3 years without even starting.
Wow. And it started right up?
Yeah, and we were surprised.
I'd be surprised. How old was the bus, period? I know it's sat for 3 years, but how old is the bus itself?
It's a year 91.
Wow, man, that's when I was going to middle school. That is pretty old.
Yeah, it's an old wheelchair bus.
Oh, okay. That's something. Well, good, man. I'm glad it turned on. I think we've discussed this before, but have you ever taken the governor off of your... Ever taken the governor off of one of your school buses?
Never thought of it.
Thought of it. But you know what it does, right? It keeps it from being able to go a certain speed or whatever.
The buses are already preset by the shock and stuff.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You got to be careful with the buses, man. That's a lot of stress, all those kids sitting there, you know, no seatbelts and stuff like that. I freak out. I'd be so scared.
My new bus has seatbelts in it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it has seatbelts in it.
Well, that's good. Good, man. Good. Good, man. All right, Jonathan, I'm going to move on. I'm going to do some more calls. Thanks for calling in, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
It's not a problem.
Say hi to your fans and listeners, if you could, real quick, please.
I want to say hello to all my friends and listeners, and I hope you all have a great weekend.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for calling in, brother. It's always good talking to you. See you.
And it's Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan. Ted, can you say something, man? I'm trying to see if you guys are audible or not. Please. Say something to me. Yeah, damn it. Doesn't seem to be working. This sucks. All right, let me fix this here. Let me turn it over there. Now try, Ted. Now there you go. Yeah, you're going to get the echo, though. I don't know what's going on with TeamSpeak on this one computer. It's just not working right. I don't know. If it's not one thing, it's another. What happened to Milkman, too? He never got online, never called back? Jesus Christ. Well, anybody... If anybody else wants to call in, the toll-free line is active. It is 888-278-8509. We've had some decent luck here tonight. We've just finished calling Hong Kong. We just finished talking to Jonathan, longtime listener and fan of the show. And as I said many times before, it's always an honor talking to him. It was a good thing. He's a cool guy. You're here with Ted, Carlito's here, you know, Brandon Vegas, Tuck, and I myself am waiting on Milkman to join us here shortly. He should be setting up soon. I'm just getting home from the factory. Sir?
I'm sick.
You're sick? What kind of sick?
Yes, my tummy doesn't feel well.
Oh, man, you got the... Yeah, I got you, man. That sucks. Just be careful. Get yourself some kaopectate or whatever it is you gotta get. You'll be good to go.
I think it's a flu or something.
Oh, it sucks, man. You get those shivers and those shakes and all that crap. That always sucks. I hate that.
Right. Yeah, I feel very weak and,
okay.
But I think I'll call in. Don't know.
Cool. Well, yeah, I've got a lot of numbers to Hong Kong tonight, so definitely call in. I got to pee, so that'd be good. You call in and I go to the bathroom while you do some calls. That'd be great. I'd appreciate that. Sometimes I take a break so early. It is now 11:09 p.m. Ted's going to be calling in a moment. We're still patiently waiting the return of the milkman. And we're having fun. I've got the Branto Indian Pure Vegetarian Food. That's in Hong Kong. We also have Emperor Sushi. We also have Caritas Hung Ham Hostel. Ooh, a hostel. It's a good movie. And Dragon Inn. All these are in Hong Kong. Eastern Dream Escort Service. That's funny. Eastern Dream, huh? Eastern Dream. Oh, God.
Bless you.
Yeah, it's just really burpity. I don't know what it is. I'm full of garlic tonight again. Last week I was doing the garlic. This week I'm doing the garlic, too. There's a place called the Shag Club in Columbia, South Carolina, and a redneck guy answered there. That sounds fun. All right. I'm going to call that. Ted, are you calling in now, Ted, or are you going to wait? Should I not dial this yet?
I thought you were going to go pee.
Yeah, well, no. You're going to call in and do a prank, and I go pee, and I'll come back. You know, you're going to hold the fort down so I can go, you know. Well, it's okay if you don't want to call in.
Okay, I'll call in.
All right, good. Ted's going to call in. Yeah. Good, I can't wait for that. This really sucks about the radio machine here. I see Tux talking, but, you know, like, my computer doesn't want to register his voice at all. It sucks.
Hey, man.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, Elvis.
That's Milkman. That is the Milkman. So, what's going on with you, man? How are things?
School started this week, and I'm going through the throes of trying to figure out if I took on more than I can chew or whatever.
Oh, yeah, really?
Same old, same old.
How many credits you taking?
Well, I'm starting my thesis, so the number of credits have nothing to do with how much work actually going to do. So.
That's right. You told me you had to do some writing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Hopefully. I don't know. I don't think people want to hear about that.
No, yeah, they want to hear prank calls is what they want. No, look, Tabitha Stevens is on the video here, man. I'm telling you what, that girl, I've whooped it off quite a bit to her in my life. Interesting. Look at that rack. Wow. I don't...
Bad Boys of Iowa.
Who's that?
Join the chat room.
Oh, cool. The Bad Boys of Iowa. The original Bad Boys of Iowa in the house.
You know who they are?
No. Who are they?
I have no idea.
I just
was looking to you. I'm like, oh, you know who they are.
No, never heard of them. But what's up, Bad Boys? My name, what's going on? Welcome to the Madhouse. MadhouseLive.com. Tell a friend. Ted, you get those numbers? I sent you a few.
All right.
I'm feeling good about that Emperor Sushi in Hong Kong. Those Hong Kongese people are pretty cool.
Rancho Indian Vegetarian.
I sent you an escort service there in Hong Kong also.
All
right. You alright there, buddy?
Talking to you.
No,
I'm just tired, man. I don't feel well.
Sound like it.
Not feeling well psychologically or physically right now.
Yeah, me too.
Hello, Rancho.
Hello? Hello, how are you?
Wait a moment.
Okay.
Hello, Rancho.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, yep. Is this a restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to make a reservation.
What time, sir?
Like 7.
7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
How many person?
5 person.
5 person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your name, sir?
My name is Jack. Jack Wilson.
So, 7 p.m., 5 person.
Can you read me my name back? I want to make sure you got it right.
Jack.
You didn't get the last name.
Sorry?
The last name is Gandu.
Yeah, it's just Jack is enough, sir.
Why don't you want to put my last name down? There's a lot of Jack.
Okay.
Do you have any sisters?
Sorry?
Do you have any sisters there?
No.
I want to have dinner with your sister, if that's okay. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
What? 7 p.m., 5 person?
Yeah, 7 p.m., yeah, 5 person.
5 person. Yeah, okay, no problem. We are booked for you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Yeah. Jack Gandu.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Do you hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Do you speak Indian?
I guess he doesn't speak Indian. Why can't he just read the damn last name? What a jerk.
It was a swear word, so...
Jack Gandu is?
Like, Gundu's like ass.
Seriously, it's a Jack like ass. Oh, man, those crazy Indians. Wow, who knew there were Indians? Indians are everywhere, from what I understand. They're even China. They're even communist China, man. So what's the deal? How does Hong Kong work exactly? You know, I wish I had...
It was owned by the British.
Yeah, until 97, and they gave it to China, right?
Well, it's being turned over to China.
It still hasn't been turned over?
Yeah, recently it was turned over, but there's some...
Some
legislation in place that allows it to operate somewhat autonomously to like 2020 or something.
God, 2020, those Chinese are going to go in there and fuck it all up.
Fuck it all up.
God damn it, that sucks. Why'd they let that happen? Why didn't the British hang on to it like we're doing with Guantanamo? I'm like, fuck that, that's ours. Well, we gave up the Panama Canal, we gave it back to the Panamanians. That was a smart idea.
Calling Emperor Sushi, man.
I know, Tuck.
Yes, sir. Can you hear Tuck talking? Did you hear him?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck.
Ted's an ass.
Ted's an ass.
Hello?
Talking in the beginning of that, and she was hearing that. The phone's doing that stupid buzz thing again. Every once in a while, there's this thing where it makes a buzzing noise. When it's doing that right now, I hate that. Ugh. Oh, there we go. I just fixed it. Whee! Alright! I want some applause for that. Can you hear applause right now? Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear
that. Hey, Tuck! How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, little Tucky?
Tucky's on. All right. Hi-de-ho.
Maggie.
Brandon looked up Maggie. Gonna,
honey.
Who are we calling now? The hostel? Can I call it?
Let honey. Me.
Let me get the hostel here. All right, Tuck. Remember, they can hear you now. Hi, is this the hostel machine?
Yeah.
Good. Can you put me down?
Which one?
The hostel room.
Hostel?
Yeah, you got a hostel, right?
Hostel?
Yeah, the hostel, man. Where I go sleep in the space. Sir? 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 What is your name?
I don't know which.
Huh?
Hassan.
This is Hudson?
You want to talk to Hassan?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
You wait for a moment. I could have went to maybe
just go. Go get him. Go. Hurry. Blah, blah, blah. Wait, that man. Just go. Fucking go already. Jesus. All right, Tuck. Gotta hurry up. Gotta have... Don't need an explanation about the explanation. Just do it. Oh, yeah. Root beer, baby. Da 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 da. Apparently the Bad Boys of Iowa are from Iowa. I didn't know that. And it's their Xbox 360 gamer tag. Well, cool. All right. Bad Boys of Iowa own, bitches. I wonder what they're playing. They're probably into Hannah Montana and stuff like that. That's cool.
Hannah Montana.
What did I say last week? Hannah Montana's cool. Hannah Montana's cool. That's what the kids look now. They look rap music and Hannah Montana. Oh, Todd, God bless you, man. Are we going to keep holding for this guy?
I don't know if he hung up or not.
I don't know either. He said he was going to hold.
Hello?
Hey, I was about to hang up, brother.
All the peoples are out.
Hip-hop, dab-dab-dab-dab.
They're not in the hospital.
Hey, hip-dab-dab-dab.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know, stupid? Why don't you know?
They are all out of the hostel. Even Mr. Karoshi.
Nobody here.
No.
I'm looking for Mr. Karoshi.
Yeah, he's not here.
What about
nobody
Mr.
here.
What about Sakamoto? Is he there?
Nobody here.
Oh, God. So, okay, good. So put me down for a room, man.
You have a happy...
You call for later or in the afternoon or in the nighttime?
No, I'm calling now, aren't I? Who's calling, Ryan? When am I calling? Right now. Wake
you
up.
You want to talk, but I can't. Yeah?
Wake up and smell the coffee.
No.
Yes.
Nobody here.
You are there. You are responsible.
Yeah, I'm here.
Make responsible time you now.
What?
Make.
You are on the way to destruction. Make your time.
Make your time, sir. Write down my name, and I want two spaces immediately. This is the United States of America speaking.
You just spell it.
USA. Got that?
So, J-USA?
Yep, that's the one.
Yes?
A.
And my name, too. My name, too.
USNA. U-S-A.
My name is...
USNA?
No. My name is Dick Cheney.
Dick D-I...
C-K... Cheney.
C-K? How to spell?
Cheney. C-H-E-N-E-Y.
C-H-E-N-E-Y.
Can you say it back?
You
make sure you got it right.
6-E-N-E-Y, that's the one. Yeah.
B-I-C-K, Big Cheney.
Thank
you. Want to give the message to which one?
I want you to put us down for two rooms.
Yeah, one room for Dick Cheney.
One room for Mr.
Yeah.
USA.
And one room for the USA. Yeah.
And the USA, sir. Do we have to share a bathroom? Because this guy makes a damn stinky-ass mess when he makes a number two.
No, I can't. I don't understand what you want. You want to reserve a room or what?
Well, yeah, dude, how many times I gotta say we want two rooms and you keep asking, say no one's here, no one's here.
No, we are not a hostel for the foreigner, for the tourists. This is a hostel for the charity.
Well, that's, I need charity.
Yeah.
You don't want charity. You want the hostel. Then all the cases are referred for the UN, United Nations. We are not.
My name is Look, and I own the United Nations.
And I'm the USA.
So you better call from United Nations.
Listen, you United Nations New World fucker. This is the United States of America, and we want two rooms right now.
You want to use that? So you got it? We are referred from the office of the United Nations in Hong Kong.
Well, they told me that they were going to give me the authorization.
So
look, United States does not have to go through the United Nations.
No, we don't. We don't. We proved that already in 2003. Do we need to remind you of that?
All the cases are referred from the UNHCR.
I don't recognize the United Nations, sir. That's the New World Order.
The United Nations is an ineffective organization that's stopping our efforts.
You better, we have the office in Hong Kong. We have a unit. We have characters.
Listen, you UN
puppet. All the cases refer from the...
You're a UN puppet. That's what you are.
No. We are a service unit of the Caritas Hong Kong. So you better all the cases refer from the our unit of the Caritas.
I'm gonna tell George about this.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be in big trouble, sir. Big
so
trouble.
You're gonna cause an international incident.
Big trouble for you.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking. I understand. You better call it later.
Look, have you heard of the Good Samaritan laws?
I can't catch your meaning.
You can't turn me down. Sir, you can't turn me down for a room. It's the law. The Good Samaritan United Nations law says that you can't turn me down. You
either
have
that or a preemptive strike is imminent.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to come down to that. Sir?
Preemption is the policy of this organization.
Where's your pencil? How? We got to go through the United Nations to get a room at his place? What's that about?
I know. What the hell is that all about?
You have to be a delegate.
Nice.
Whatever. Oh, a referral off on United Nations.
Stand there and talk.
Jeez. They just talk.
Nothing ever gets done.
Yeah, there'll be a whole resolution vote before we get a room in the hostel. Jeez,
but over by the time.
And then we'll be like human slaves in China.
They resolute to talk some more.
God. That was fun. Alright, cool. Alright, well, we get the dragon in room, if you want to call that one. This is more from Hong Kong. Woo! Hong Kong.
My laptops came from Hong Kong.
Yeah, good, man.
What's your gong sound?
I don't have a gong sound. You know, I need to get one. Thanks, Tuck. Good idea.
You need a gong sound.
I'll write that down. Why is Milkman not on the line yet? Let's call him on the cell phone while you do this. Dude. I'm the Milkman. Hey, guys.
Hello?
Hi, is this the Dragon Breath Inn?
Dragon Inn, yeah.
Okay. What is accommodation you have?
Today?
Yes.
Yeah, I
have. Do you have broom closet? Where do I sleep?
One bed, two bed.
What?
One bed, two bed.
Three bed.
Three bed.
Yes.
Half.
Not half. A half. No, not a half.
Yeah.
Not half.
Three bed. $360 Hong Kong dollar.
What?
One night.
$360 for one night?
Yeah, Hong Kong dollar for one night.
How many American dollar is one Hong Kong dollar?
$1
70 Hong Kong dollars? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, your dollar sucks.
That's like a $7 hotel room or something.
Hotel room?
Oh, it's like a $70
hotel room. Hotel room, 100.
I can get 100. You know, my friend is better about dealing with spaces, so maybe he should talk to you.
Hello. You call my son because my English not good. Call my son. 9 9 2.
9 2.
4 8.
Does the room come with breakfast?
Yeah, my son speaks English, okay?
No.
My son will make breakfast?
Yeah, 9 9 2. Hello.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What the fuck? What am I going to do with that number?
9 9 2 4 8.
What else?
9 2 4 8.
2 3 2 3 1.
1 9 7 4 8 2 8 9 1 7 7 7 7 2 1 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
half a bedroom in the room inside.
Half a bedroom? Do you have a bathroom?
Half a room.
Half a room. Is that... Who's that in the bathroom?
You call my son.
No, can I talk to that lady?
Hello, my English not good. You call my son.
I understand.
We heard that already.
Nine two four eight.
Okay.
No.
So that
four eight.
Things are not okay.
It's not
two
working.
Three.
So what is 9-2-4-8-2-3 What's the number?
I have a question for you.
God, this guy.
1-9
I have a question.
Hang on, mobile phone.
What about 69?
I have a question.
Just make a question. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, yeah?
Hi, who's
it? Okay, you call my son. My son telephone mobile phone, okay?
I already talked
because
to you.
Because my English is not good.
I already talked to you. To your son. Your son told me to...
My son, Keith.
I already talked to your son. He called me an asshole.
That's it. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah. You're an asshole, Ted. Yeah. You're an asshole.
Oh.
Milkman made it. All right, Milkman.
Asshole, Ted.
What a dumbass that guy.
Yeah, bye-bye. What's up, man?
Nothing, just trying to make things work here, you know? They're not working well, but they're working.
Hey, man, here's my buddy Teddo. Good to hear old Teddo in
there.
Howdy, howdy.
Want to call the escort service?
Let's do it. The escort service in Hong Kong, the Eastern Escort Service. Whoop-dee-doo. Can't wait for that.
Happy endings guaranteed.
Guaranteed. I think there's an escort service out there that really just does the escort part of things.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a service, please.
Okay, to Maino Ridge Hotel, please. Are you in the hotel now?
Yes, I'd like a dream service, please.
Okay, to Maino Ridge Hotel?
It's Dragon Inn.
Dragon Inn? Where is that? Dragon Inn?
It's,
That is a hotel?
Yes, it's in Mong Kok.
Mong Kok. Okay, so can you give me the telephone number of that Dragon Inn?
Uh-huh.
Yes, can you give me, please, the Dragon Inn?
It's 2787.
2787.
5934.
May I know your room number, please?
14F.
14F.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, Dragon F. It's 2787. Uh-huh. This is a direct line to your room, yeah?
Yeah, what you send to me?
Yeah, I will send you Asian girl.
Uh-huh, oh. What she do?
So, we charge, yeah, she will give you massage, 1,500 for 2 hours. Yeah, she will give you good massage. Okay,
you have
and then...
No, I don't want Asian girl. I want something else.
So which girl?
I want a black girl.
Oh, we don't have black girl. Sorry.
No, why not?
No, we don't have black girl.
Do you have black men?
No, we don't have.
No black woman, no black man?
No.
Only
no.
Asian girl?
Yes.
You have American girl?
Yes, we have.
Oh.
So can I call you back? Yeah, I can call this number.
Do you have any girl that looks like a Britney Spears?
Okay, I will call you back now, yeah?
No.
This number is a can call?
No, let's talk now.
I call you back now.
I don't want to talk to you later.
Escorts always do that. They always want to call you back. I want to know what that's all about. You can never just call and talk to hire an escort. You always have to get the call back.
They're going to call that guy back.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, they do. I guess it's all over the world like that. Well, when we did the famous Jack Valenti calls, we did that on Zolar's show, 3 years ago. We had to do that, too. We had to go through that. But Zolar doesn't care. Zolar just gives his phone number out. They call him back. It was so funny. Oh, man. I got to find that show. That was classic. Classic show. Ted, you missed it. God, there's so many audio problems today. Just feedbacks and stuff here.
So Milkman's on the west coast now, isn't he?
Milkman's on the left coast. Yes, he is, man.
Yes, sir, baby. Hey, Teddo, man, I'm liking it, man. I'm having a good time, man. Hospitality is really nice here, man.
You're in L.A., you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Gotta go to San Francisco. Better culture.
Culture. Gotta watch out.
Dude,
more
definitely.
Smug.
Before I depart these parts, I would like to come up that direction. Hook up with you, and maybe we could go out and have a dinner.
Oh, they're going to hook up.
And go out and see some sights.
Hook up, baby. Yeah. Wow.
Chinatown.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I have a vegetarian lo mein.
Ted, I'm sending you Papa John's pizza if you can dial it for me.
Oh, I love Papa John's pizza. I haven't had that in years.
I hate Papa John's pizza. It's the worst of the chains. Come on. It's all watery.
I know, it doesn't taste really good, but, all the sauces they give you with it.
Their sauces are bad. Their garlic butter,
I know.
It turns watery.
It's old crap.
It turns into water, at the end of it. It's nasty. No. I don't know what's up with their Papa John's. Why?
For the authenticity. Hello.
Who are you? This is the Papa John Pizza restaurant.
Yes, I want to order pizza immediately.
Sir, your telephone number connected is, I cannot listen to you. Can you speak to me slowly?
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hello.
I like the momo bait and pizza.
I would like to order
Hello?
A...
Hello?
Yeah, who this?
I cannot... It's not very clear.
Well, yours sounds like shit too, buddy.
Sorry, sir, I cannot hear you. Can you call me back later?
What the hell is Hello? Wrong with your phone? Why does your phone sound like such shit?
I don't know. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Mongkok.
Hello?
Mongkok.
Mongkok, okay. Oh, okay, sir. Okay, we are in the military side. Okay, we are in the military side.
In what?
Okay, it's too far away from here. It's too far away from here to deliver the pizza to you.
I'd want to pick it up.
Do you have a happy meter?
Do you know where we are?
I want to pick up.
Hello?
Yes,
but do you know our address?
Yeah, you're right next to escort service.
What do you mean escort service? No, we are in the welcome store. You've got anything right. Do you know where to come from?
Your sister gave me this number.
No, but do you know our address? We are in Long Gang Wai.
Yeah, UN Long.
Where is that?
UN.
Long.
In Long, yes. I'm in short. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between the pizza at Papa John's in Hong Kong versus the pizza at Papa John's in America?
Okay. There is nothing to do with the Papa John's in America. Okay, we are the only company in Hong Kong. Nothing to do with the Papa John's in America.
You stole our ideas. Just like you stole all our software.
I don't know who are you.
My name is Bill Gates.
Who are you?
My name is Bill Gates. I'm a famous. I'm owner of Microsoft. No problem.
No problem.
This is a shakedown.
You come over here.
Your pizza place is a front. Your pizza place is a front. You've been peddling dollar CDs of Microsoft Office out the back door.
Whatever you want to do, go ahead, sir. But
this is a shakedown. This is a shakedown.
You come to my restaurant and talk to me, okay? All right? Okay.
One of my friends bought a $2 CD of Microsoft Visual Studio from you. This stuff has to stop now.
What is Studio?
Microsoft Visual Studio. I heard that you're putting Microsoft CDs inside of your pizzas. Hello? Not having any more.
Is he even there still?
He's gone. Something's up with the phone line. Damn it. Damn it. Stop doing that. It's making a weird buzz.
Hit it harder.
No, I don't want to hit any harder, Tuck. Am I breaking? The phone patch is
totally stole
important.
The name.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's Kulak Bundy, and he didn't work.
Those poor tourists, they go up there thinking it's the legit thing, and they're getting an inferior product. They're not getting Papa John's pizza.
Well, as you said, Papa John's pizza is an inferior product overall.
It is anyway, yeah. Well, I don't know about the rest of the country, but yeah, it's true, Milkman. The crust is like cardboard, and it's really watery. To me, it's really watery, just water. And I don't know. I prefer, of all the chains in order, I can't have Domino's because, as Milkman and I have talked of in the past, Domino's just makes me go. A lot. I mean, anytime I have Domino's, forget it. I'm in the farts. I become a fart machine.
basically. But I prefer, of the big chains, I would put, you know, Pizza Hut is probably the best tasting one. You know, Little Caesars, I can go right now, and for $5, they have a pizza already made. It's a large pepperoni pizza. Fresh and ready, 24 hours a day.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
It's Crawl Daddy.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I found your number inside of the pants pocket of my girlfriend's jeans.
Oh, yeah?
Why you be messing with my woman?
What's her name?
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua? Is she black?
No, she white with blonde hair. What you think?
She white with blonde hair?
She a black girl. You been messing with any black girls lately?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky, bruh.
Well, why you give her your number for?
She ain't got my number. I don't know what she need for, bruh.
She work up there at the Walmart with you.
I don't think so. I know she was there, man.
No, I think someone done gave her your number.
You think someone gave her my number?
Yeah, now let me tell you something. If she calls you, if she calls you, I got two words for you.
Okay.
I'm busy. You understand? You ain't gonna
say
that
again?
If she calls you, I got two words that you're gonna say. Well, one of them's a contraction between two words, but I'm busy. That's what you're going to say.
I'm busy?
Yeah, don't be making time with my woman.
Oh, man, don't worry about it.
I
like the lotter meat anyways.
You like what?
I like the lotter meat anyways.
That's right, because you can't handle no dark meat.
Shit, they can't handle me.
Excuse me?
They can't handle me.
So what position you got up in that Walmart?
I'm all over the Walmart.
Oh, you all up on top of that. You like the king of Walmart.
I ain't saying I'm the king, but I know what I'm doing, so.
Yo, man, I need to get up a job in there. How about you give me a job?
Go online, man, and apply.
No, man, I need you, because of this infraction on your part with my woman, you owe me a job.
I don't know you, Jack.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't think so. I don't know your woman, man. I don't know her.
I'll bop you upside the head with a hubcap, boy. Give me a job.
You bop me upside the hubcap?
Mm-hmm.
What, you want plastic suspenders or what?
I got plastic ones, but once I get a job, I'm going to upgrade.
Okay. Well, go to Walmart.com and apply. You can get a job there.
Is there a place I can put your name in there?
What's that?
Can I put your name in there?
Put my name?
Uh-huh. As a reference. Wait a minute. I'm looking on the back of this paper here. It says you work in electronics.
I work in electronics?
Yeah, on the back of the paper with the phone number, it says Crawdaddy, electronics.
Hang on.
What was you going to do? Was you going to make out with her next to the TVs?
Okay. Are you there?
Nope.
Yeah, he's gone. I fixed the phone problem.
You did?
Yeah, it stopped buzzing. You know what I did? I hit it. Well, that's what I said. I hit it a little bit. Put you on mute and I started hitting it.
She told you.
So, yeah, you're right, Tuck Tuck. Got gold star for Tuck, man. Tuck's on the board. Yeah, what do they call those on here?
You be cool, man, like fun.
Yes, good deal. Let's play some music here. Good thing it's moving a little bit, Big Ted. Dun, dun, dun. Jamming Electronics Trading Limited. Jamming Electronics. I got an idea about that. Can you dial that for me?
Sure.
the synthesis is jamming electronics in Hong Kong. Here we go.
Damn, I've got, you know how much money I got left on my Skype? $666.66.
That's kind of scary. Are these expensive calls, man?
Kind of.
Oh, well, I don't know. We gotta stop doing that to you, man. We got international.
Then this call will be for the devil.
Oh, it says it's busy.
Oh, that sucks. I'll try it later. No, don't call the numbers if they're expensive. So you
got. Don't worry about it. I've only spent like $1.50 so far.
So who gave you Crawdaddy? The Bad Boys of Iowa gave you the Crawdaddy number? That was pretty fun.
Yeah, you want to call back, Crawdaddy?
Nah. Yeah. He works at Okay, cool.
Oh, wait, that number you just gave is going for jamming electronics.
Yeah. What? Yes, hi. Who do we have? Is this jamming electronics? Or are we, this is Crawdaddy. What's going on, Crawdaddy? Crawdaddy?
No, it's jamming electronics.
Is it really jamming electronics? Jamming electronics, come in. Hello? Sir? Jamming. Man, I fucked that up. Wow.
He's still there.
Jamming! Sir? Sir? Hello?
You probably can't hear him. The signal's being jammed.
Oh, God. Ryan, terminate the call.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Ryan, terminate the call, please. You confused me, because you said we were calling back that guy, Crawfish, and then all of a sudden...
Did you want to, and then okay.
It was too late.
We'll call him Crawdaddy.
Crawfish, all right, let's do it.
Crawfish. I'll say you were smoking all that hashish.
That's right, Tony, I was. Uh-oh.
What a poser, man. What a fucking poser.
Hello?
Crawfish, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, did my boy just call you?
Huh?
Did my boy just call you?
Somebody just called me, yeah.
Yeah, Johnson called you, right? Johnson's called you? He's pissed off, man. He's pissed off about his old lady. He's been creeping around. You know? She sleeps around on the guy, and he's got a gambling problem, and it just keeps going on and on. You know, it's one of those roller coasters.
Yeah, that sucks for him.
Crawfish, man, what about the job, though?
Huh?
What about the job, Crawfish?
What about the job?
Yeah.
I told him. Get on Walmart.com.
But there's a section on there. Listen, when I was in there, there's a section on there that says, if you know anybody who works at Walmart's, put it in. I'm not going to put in Crawfish. You know?
Why not? That's my name, man. Everybody knows me right
there. Yeah, but no, it doesn't work like that. It goes to, it's going to Bentonville, you know? And they got to see it. They got to see it. It's got to have proper, you know, it's got to say Mr. Lucash, Mr. Williams, whatever your name is. I can't put Crawfish in there. Crawdaddy, Crawfish.
Mr. Crawford.
Is that how you got it then?
Yep.
Yeah, so what's your M.O.?
What's yours?
I like calling and talking to men on the phone.
Huh?
I like calling and talking to men on the phone.
You like calling and talking to men on the phone?
Yeah. My boy...
What?
Well, I smooth over situations for Mr. Johnson. Yeah.
Well, my situation's true, man. You talk to your boy... Situation
out. Well, he's pretty pissed off. He's pretty convinced that you know, you went down on his girl.
Oh, hell no.
Because she always, he told me that she used to never ask for it, and all of a sudden now she's asking for it all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she must get somebody else
because
she ain't getting it from me.
Well, I mean, she said Crawdaddy when they were doing it last time. And
it kind of more than one Crawdaddy.
Well, she says some curse words, too.
Why'd I teach her, huh?
Why did you teach her the pleasure like that? Why? And that's like teaching
funny, man.
That's like teaching a slave how to read. You know what I'm accent?
Funny.
What's the point?
I don't know this girl, man. She must be getting it from somebody else, because I already told you, boy, I don't do,
He's pretty convinced,
man. Do dark meat, man.
Johnson's has never been wrong about anything. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
What?
Ever.
Say that again?
I said, Johnson's has never been wrong about anything, ever.
He's wrong about this. Wrong about this.
He's liable to flip a bitch. He flipped a chair the other day.
Alright.
He flipped the table over at Sonny's. Yeah, he got the wrong barbecue sauce, flipped the table over, and threw two chairs, actually. Then he went up to the salad bar and just ate right off the salad bar, straight up just ate right off of there. Took a tub, took the tub of ranch dressing with him and everything.
Yeah, did he eat the bacon bits too?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
No?
He doesn't eat pork.
Did he eat the bacon bits?
He doesn't eat pork. He doesn't eat that swine.
Don't eat that swine.
No, he does not eat swine. Johnson, you eat swine?
Time for me to eat, man. I gotta go.
All right, get the fuck out, man. See ya. Johnson, that was your cue, Johnson. It's supposed to come in.
I'm sorry.
Damn it, Johnson's. Damn you.
Damn it, Johnson.
Damn it. There's a Sonny's in Florida. Are you kidding? There's Sonny's is all over in Florida.
I want to try the jamming electronics again.
Do that. There's a brand new Sonny's right down the street from here. Clay, next time you come to Orlando, maybe you should actually visit somebody, and maybe I'll take you to Sonny's. All you can eat beef or pork or ribs, $9.99. Sonny's the sponsor of the second hour of Madhouse Radio.
I want pizza now. Talking about pizza.
I don't want pizza, man. I want a Chinese buffet.
Hi.
Quiet.
Hi. I need jamming technology.
Oh, I don't know English. Sorry.
Well, learn it. It's a language of business. I'd like to place an order, please.
You be getting it.
Okay.
That's weird. The stream dropped for a millisecond. It came right back up.
Big thick happy meat?
That's odd. I don't know what happened to the stream. Clay, Cocaine-y, if you're listening, that should be fixed now. It fixed itself.
Hey, so your stream provider didn't pull the plug on you yet, I'm guessing.
No, I was able to pay for another month. Luckily, they squeezed it in on me before I had a chance, so... Got an overdraft fee for
that.
Again,
be calling fancy.
Really appreciated that overdraft fee. I tell you what, boy, I love overdraft.
Why don't you just cut over, dude? It's like
I'm
wasting money because I have all this bandwidth that I don't use.
All right, you got it. I'm typing right now. No, I have to. Dude, I'm like, six episodes behind on the podcast. I get emails every other day. I get an email. It's really touching, though. I got an email today. The guy's like, hey, I love the show. I can't listen live. You know, update the podcast, please. They haven't heard a new episode since December 13th, man. I got to get that. I got to get on that. I've got two edited. I just have to update them. I'll have to get on that this weekend. So all you podcast listeners, all you people who listen live who also listen to the podcast, be sure to, you know, subscribe to the podcast at madhouselive.com. Yeah.
What happened on December 13th, I wonder?
I don't know what happened on December 13th. Those are two. We had two good shows. The 6th of December and the 13th of December were good episodes of the show. And you can check those out now on madhouselive.com. They're up, available now. Play them now. Well, not now. You're listening to us.
I have to.
So what do you think?
When we send out. Huh? What?
So how long is your hiatus going to be? Even though it's a whole year away.
I have no idea. I can't tell that far in the future. I'm going to think it's going to be at least a year. I mean, that's a bare league minimum. I'm thinking several years. We're talking like 2 years. And when it comes back, it won't be Madhouse anymore. It's going to be something else completely. It'll probably be keep most of the elements of the show a lot different. And, it'll be different. Right. It'll be different. All right. Ted, go back to the computer. I'm ending the show. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, I know. I have that effect on
people. Yeah, you do. Damn it, you bastard. Right.
Ted will be right back with us here. Nah, this is really hitting me now, the sleepiness. The sleepiness. Milkman, you there, man? Hello, Milkman.
Testing, testing. There one
we go. I got
four.
Oh, I see what's going on. Ted, Ted's got to turn, put his headset on there. There we go. I'll have to meet him for the time being until he gets that set up. All right, Milkman, I'm going to sign off on the show. It's midnight. I'm just really tired, you know. It's been a slow show, but we had some fun. We called Hong Kong a lot, you know what I mean. Sorry you missed so much of it, man. When are you going to be able to get back, you know, home at a decent time? Is that coming yet? When's that day?
Dude, I can't tell you, man. I'm working 98 hours a week now. So, at the moment.
Okay, well, no problem. Take care of what you got to do. But you're missed here for that first hour, you know? Well, it's all good, man. It's
man,
good.
I try to get home, but the traffic could be, I mean, I can't believe it. During different times of day, different times of night, the traffic can be all bound up, man. It's really weird. You never know.
That's what I hear it's like over there, man. It's just a part of living there. Just got to deal with it. That sucks. All right. I'm signing out. Milkman, take us out of here quickly, please.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to thank all of our friends out there, man, our good buddies here, our friends of the Madhouse. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Had some fun calls. I like the Chinese girl. She did the Mumu Gai Pan Pizza. But I'd like to thank Mr.
Okay.
Teto. That's right, Mr. Teto, man. He's an integral part of the Madhouse.
I'd say so.
And every time he joins in, you can be promised and assured of quite a few laughs. Thanks a lot for this wonderful pulpit we have here in the Madhouse. That's right, Mr. Teto. Hey, Mr. Teto, do you still do your show? I haven't heard it for a while, but just like to update our listeners out there. There you go. These
there
nuts.
You go.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Check the website. Check in. Check out these nuts. That's right. And get your laugh, man. Not corn nuts. These nuts.
These nuts. Yeah. And what's up to Bad Boys of Iowa? Bad Boys of Iowa wants to say goodnight to him. Okay. Good night, Bad Boys of Iowa. You got it.
All right. I'd like to thank our friends here in our chat room. Hey, we got quite a few good friends here, old-time friends. Mr. Lonesome Loser, the hardest-working numbers hit man in the business, the professional confirmer.
Yeah.
There is only one
lonesome
professional
loser.
Numbers hit man, the Lonesome Loser. What would we do without the Lonesome Loser?
I'm
Billion Milkman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, D, 4, 5, 3, D, 2. All right.
Okay.
That's right. I'd like to thank all of our other friends, Brandon Vegas, thank all my sister, Sir Nunu of Sir Wankshire, England, Sweet Kisses, my girl, hey, baby, hey, Bad Boys of Iowa, Baz, D-Lo, Dead, D-D, Dieters, D-D-D-D-D, MST3 Clay, hey, man, thanks a lot, guys, for stopping in. Everybody that bothered to take the time to send in a request a prank by the web, thanks a lot. All of you other unspoken enjoyers and partakers of the Madhouse, thanks so much for tuning in. All our friends over at Syndicate, thanks a lot, man. We love you all, man. I'd like to thank especially you. That's right, you. You hear us right now. You're in the Madhouse. We love you, our listeners, because it's all about you. Every week, we drop our dimes, and all you got to do is just take the time and join in and share a laugh with the Madhouse, with our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia, Carlito. What we would do without the man, the legend.
Man.
Right, big guy?
Yeah, that's about it. Thanks, Milkman.
Yeah.
Thanks, Milkman. Man, am I losing it. Oof. I need sleep. It was a slow night tonight, everybody, but thank you for bearing with us. They can all be gems, but we had fun tonight. We had good calls tonight. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Syndicate, for having us on. Thanks, Ted, for hosting us on tonight, too. on the prank call.
Mr. Tuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Ted and Tuck, what's the deal? Is this still prankcall.info.com? Is that the deal? Or what is the URL now? Please help me. You guys there? All right, Ted. I put Ted on mute. That's right, because he's feedbacking before. Ted, you there now? Oh, Ted. All right, good. Never mind. Prankcall.info. Google it.
Can somebody please?
Yes.
Tell me what's going on.
No, I'm asking you about prankcall.info. What's the URL for the site? Do you know? Or does Tuck know? Because Tuck can't talk. His voice is not working. Oh, what a failure tonight.
Tuck said that the Indians were converting it over. And
the Indians. All right, we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody. Yeah.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.